WMUCFM College Park, the favorite radio station of the engineer. 10 watts of pure power.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Pesticides, habitat destruction, and hunting nearly drove the bald eagle, our national symbol, to extinction. After DDT was banned in the 1970s, bald eagles dramatically recovered and in 1995 were moved from endangered to threatened status. Last year, eaglet numbers doubled in Pennsylvania and increased 25% in Maryland. Craig Coppe, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, said, "It is truly remarkable to witness the eagle's resurgence in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. However, the real challenge comes now. It's going to be a balancing act to maintain adequate habitat for bald eagles in the midst of human population growth and development pressures."
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
301-277-7111.
Out to a new city, June is dawning down on me, and all that I can find, a sickly romance in the air, lovers stroll without a care inside. Ooh, this can't be right, 'cause the sun's engaged to the sky and my best friend found a new guy. I'm only getting older, I've never had a shoulder to cry on.
You're listening to WMUCFM College Park. Hello and welcome to my radio show Chill Out, where I play chill music every single week. Before we get into any chill music this week, I'm going to go through a public service announcement, then we can get into the music.
Ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Lee Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
All right, so today I'll be playing music from KPM, which is like a like library of music that's generally used for movies or like film projects. There's a lot of really cool stuff in here though. So we're going to start with Gentle Persuasion by Keith Mansfield.
Thank you.
This is Liquid Sunshine by John Cameron. Hawkshaw. next up, Keith Mansfield, Good Vibrations. Like Summer by Gordon Rees and David Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we got Happy People by Dave Richmond. Ladybird by Brian Bennett. Thank you. Next up, we have Mermaid by Alan Hawkshaw and Brian Bennett.
Next up, we have Love Deluxe by Keith Mansfield.
Thank you.
All right. We got some guests in the studio today. Let's start with on my right.
My name is Christian. You know, got a show coming up soon.
Awesome. Ready. Then who else is here? Oh, your mic is not working. You need to talk into the mic.
Wait, like.
Okay, it's just not working. Yeah, come up here.
Hello, I'm also here. My name is Manny.
Awesome, Manny. What do you do?
Sometimes I DJ.
That's great. That's really great to hear. All right, guys. What were we up to last night?
TBS function, you know. DJ function. Gone. You know.
That's correct. And, Manny, you want to talk about your set?
My set was a bunch of remixes that were like UK remixes of like popular rap songs or pop songs from the past like 20 years. I figured that would be people would like to listen to instead of like listening to random music from SoundCloud or like did like super underground Berlin shows. So that was my idea.
I feel like you're like flaming the other shows though right there. That seems a little bit mean-spirited.
I would never gossip on a radio show.
It's a little bit mean-spirited.
No. It is not mean-spirited. I respect everyone. I just wanted my friends to like it, and they were not going to like something that was random. Even if I liked it, they would have liked it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's fair. I think you had a very successful turnout, though. There were, like, how many people?
Yeah, I didn't know, but, like, one of my friend's friends, like, invited a couple more people, too. So I was wondering, my impression, I was going to invite, like, 7 or 8 people. And then, like, I think I maybe got up maybe 14, 15, I'm not sure. But I'm not really sure. It could be like a 12-ish. And then 2 people paid, but they didn't show up. So we still got a W there.
Yeah. But overall, very successful. A lot of people jumping. A lot of people moving. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised how well it went, but, you know.
That's awesome. And you have your show idea ready?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to be UK garage or anything. I'm going to play Congolese music because lately music from like the African continent has been blowing up, like Afrobeat from back in the day, Amapiano from South Africa. And I feel like that's mostly, Francophone music hasn't been popular in the United States as much, except for like maybe within the African diaspora in America. So I think if Nigeria is going to have all their music, we should play music from other parts of the continent. I mean, we have Amapiano coming up, but I think Congolese rumba is like, it's so big within Africa and also parts of South America, probably parts of the Caribbean, but like Americans haven't heard it, so I'm going to play some of that on the show and introduce people to that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. All right, our next song is The Apartment by Duncan Lamont, and I guess we'll continue. You know what? I'm going to get Manny on this mic, and I'm going to leave Christian on that mic, and y'all can have a conversation.
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
We're recovering from the function.
I didn't
the
even.
German function.
I didn't. Oh, the German function. When did you go to the German function?
I don't know, like around 11:30, something like that.
So during
12,
my set.
12:30.
Oh.
Because I was there for your whole set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was talking about leaving.
I was trying to leave. That was when I was planning to leave, but the set was so good I couldn't leave, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to stick around, you know. But then the German function started calling my name. I had to go.
Okay. Was there really people in German outfits outside the function?
There was hella people.
That's crazy.
In German outfits.
My friend's friend from like elementary school was there. And I was like, how cool is this party? But like, I couldn't go.
It seemed pretty cool, you know.
Who was playing there?
They were just playing like regular music. Like, they were playing Not Like Us.
Oh.
And then he started playing Chief Keef.
Oh, okay.
you know?
I'm tired of Not Like Us, I'm not gonna lie. I'm sick of it.
It's a great song.
I'm sick of it, dude.
It's a great song, though.
No, but, like, every time you hear it, it, like, after a while, you just get sick of it. Like, after the first week, I was sick of hearing it. Like, I was sick.
That could never be me.
No, I mean,
she was hating on Kendrick Lamar yesterday, bro.
Okay, I was not. I think he's words, you're just making things up.
No, we're not. You can vouch.
He did. He said that's not true in the background. He didn't hear it. He totally did. So, look, he's a well-respected artist. Okay. Okay. Next up, Sales Talk by Francis Coffee Eaters. Or, this guy.
Man, you're a rookie. You don't know how to do this.
You know what? Anyway, I love, he's good. He makes good music. I liked, the Sing of Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. You know, it's reminiscent of Brenda Had a Baby by Tupac Shakur.
So, that's like, a good shout.
Mm-hmm. Delphi didn't know that just from the Genius article about it.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to that Tupac song?
No. I've never listened to a Tupac album, I'm not gonna lie.
God,
I should, but I feel like it's too late. I feel like I should, but it feels kind of...
You have to. Listen to Me Against the World.
I will. I just don't want people, those people with the Tupac shirt and, like, the Biggie shirt. It feels like
they're
a little...
big fans, bro. Like,
it feels a little ridiculous.
More
I don't
real
know.
Fan, I know.
Yeah, I want to be authentic and real to myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen to that Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
That's real music right there.
Yeah, you think anyone's listening to this?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta listen to it.
Right. Okay. I told my friend, like, please put on, if I get a radio show, you gotta put it on in the background. Even if it's at 2 a.m., you gotta put it on.
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
What time are you trying to have your show at?
Literally any time is convenient for me. It can't be on weekends. Or it can be on Sundays, but late Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I go back to my house to see my family.
Family.
So you wouldn't get that, so.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I don't know why she always be throwing subs or throwing shade. So disrespectful.
You know, I actually got in a fight with my friend's girlfriend. I threw too much shade that day.
Always throwing shade.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's, I can't even say it on air because it makes me sound horrible, but...
It's so bad. You know.
No. Whatever you're thinking, it's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no comment. But, you know,
no comment.
You should try.
You know the things you'd be saying, man.
I don't always.
Haitians.
I like Haitians. They're pretty cool. They make good music.
Yeah, I agree.
Is it Sneeko Haitian?
I don't.
He's like half. Oh, wait, he's technically a quarter.
I don't know. Don't ask me that. I don't know anything about Sneeko.
Sorry. It's part of the youth culture I'm trying to tap into.
I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know his ethnic background.
Yeah, sorry. It's just, you would know if you knew. Not that I support... not that I support anything he's ever said, by the way. He's a... You know, I don't believe in what he says. This is not an endorsement of Sneeko on WC 91.5.
WC.
So I
talking about WC, man.
Yeah. Okay, you guys should listen to Congolese music, actually, for real. It's mostly in French, but sometimes it's in Swahili as well.
I don't know why you're looking at me. I listen to Brazilian music.
Close enough.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not true at all. But it's like, it takes a lot of inspiration from Cuban music, because this enslaved people from Western Africa, they came over to Cuba, and they started making their own tradition that involved their own making of, with like their interaction with the Spanish culture, and also what they came back from their home from, and then they brought it back to Western Africa and Congo in particular, and they made their own kind of fusion. It's like super special. I think more people should hear about it.
Holy ball. It's like jazz music, you know.
They take a lot from jazz music as well. They got inspired from jazz music from America.
Never
Cuban jazz.
I mean, like, the history, how you explain, like, how it came about.
Yeah.
Super similar to the origin of jazz music.
Mm-hmm. I should get more into jazz. I want to get into, like, Miles Davis, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, right now we're listening to Think Twice by Clive Hicks.
Clive Hicks. Who is it?
Probably a white guy.
You never know. Clive Hicks.
No, let's Google him right now.
Who doing some research, man.
Riveting commentary right now. I hope no one's listening.
God listeners.
They hold Merle's spiel. Oh my god.
I mean, you're on the air.
Yeah, but
on
we're
air,
on FM.
I'm surprised that people are listening.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, he's Welsh. Wait, this is not what I'm talking
about. That's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I've never met anyone from Welsh.
Wales. Clive Hicks, musician.
Yeah.
You don't even know what he looks like, man.
That's how underground he is.
Go images.
It's how underground he is. This is real music. I guess this is him.
Yeah. There you go. Look at my boy Clive Hicks, man.
Big up Clive Hicks.
Rest to death.
How do you feel about UK drill?
I used to listen to a lot. Not UK drill, but like New York drill.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Pop
I used
Smoke.
To really listen to Pop. Yeah, Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. Rest in peace.
But, mm-hmm.
You know, I used to make a lot of drill too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What made you change to like making more boom bap music?
I don't know. Drill is kind of easy.
And it does seem easy.
It gets really monotonous.
No comment.
And boom bap is kind of the same, but I think you can make a lot of different styles of boom bap depending on like what samples you're using. And I think boom bap has evolved in a way that there's a lot of different types of boom bap where you can low-key just throw anything together and call it boom bap.
I feel like boom bap is also more clever in a way. Like you can do, like it takes more creativity than adding like a droning like 808 pattern in the background of anything. So
you'd be surprised. Drill music is actually not that easy to make, but it's once you kind of understand it is really easy. But I think I feel like you could say that about all music.
I guess so. Like there's definitely some genres I feel like I could do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
like EDM, dude. I don't know how you people make like house music and stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
EDM, I can't do that.
I don't know. I think it's I like EDM, so that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
But also it's because it seemed like the easiest one to start with. Like doing like trap music, I think I would have like stopped making
trap
music if I tried making trap music.
It's so easy.
It just felt super intimidating. And then after a while I was like, oh, that's actually easy. I'm not gonna do it at all, actually.
It is. It's like the easiest. It's probably the easiest genre to make.
Mm-hmm, like the two-step pattern or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's the two-step hi-hat. You can literally like put two buttons and you have it all there.
Yeah.
Put the kick in the same spot every time.
Mm-hmm.
And just load up like a loop.
Yeah. On like splice.
Literally.
And then put like tight beat packs on YouTube
literally.
Or something.
And you
insane.
Raking all the money.
Now we're doing Strange Lands by Alan Hawkshaw. My goat.
Know all about Alan Hawkshaw. Tell us more about Alan Hawkshaw.
He's like one of our prolific composers for the KPM Music Library. He's very important.
All these
people. He's like in the
back there laughing. I don't know what's funny.
He's backseat podcasting, kind of disrespectful, honestly. He should be relegated to the third podcast chair.
I don't even work.
Yeah. Is this even a talk show? Did you apply for a talk show? He's playing Clash Royale right now.
Or probably
Brawlhalla.
Brawlhalla. Dude, I love that game.
Yeah. Brawlhalla's boring, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so good at that game.
Are you actually?
No, I'm so serious. I was like the highest rank in the game like a couple years ago.
Oh. So
I'm
when you,
so
you didn't have a job?
Yeah, I was like 16.
Okay. You gave a job at 16. Were you not doing that?
I was in high school.
Yeah, you're a rich boy. That's what I'm hearing.
What are you talking about? It's not even true.
I didn't have a job at 16 either.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it was during COVID, okay?
No, I was the goat at that game. My homie Dino. You don't go to the school, Dino's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling him I mentioned him earlier.
Shout out Dino.
Be like, oh my God. Be like, oh my God. You meant to be on a radio show. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll get on that game, give him some help. Why are you looking at me like that?
I have like, cause it was such a. I got bored of the game pretty quickly.
Yeah, that game was so fun.
Cause I was like playing against bots and I was winning. Then I started losing.
That's cause you're not good enough.
Oh. Oh, that is true. Wait, let's Google Brawl Stars.
Brawl Stars is like the mobile game.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you brought up Brawlhalla when he was on the phone, but.
Oh, it was this game.
They have a mobile version. So like,
yeah, Brawlhalla was so boring. Oh my god,
that game.
You know
game
what?
So tough.
I miss playing Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
Yeah,
I never played that game.
I missed out.
I was always tapped into Clash Royale.
Cash Royale just seemed kind of boring to me. Like, I just play cards. Interesting.
What do you do in Clash of Clans? You just build your base. And
I was younger when I played Clash of Clans, so I have, like, nostalgia for it.
You don't do anything. Like,
you attack people?
And you do nothing.
Okay. Clearly you don't understand the appeal of Clash of Clans. Okay. Don't put any disrespect in Clash of Clans' name, okay? Uh-huh. Level 9 Town Hall here, checking in. Yeah, that's not high at all. It's not high at all. I, like, lost my base because this guy I knew in middle school broke my tablet. Like, he, like, shoved me and my tablet fell out of my hand and broke. I was actually so upset. So I was in the 6th grade and I got it for a Christmas present. Well, actually, it was a birthday present. And then it was over. Yeah. No longer on Clash of Clans.
No more Clash of Clans. That should have been a sign to switch over to Clash Royale.
On that note, we're on to Funky Chimes by Francis Copyaters.
You said this is like film music, isn't it?
It's like library music.
Why are you saying in it? You're American.
I just like saying that.
Are you like 21 Savage?
In it, bruv. Yeah.
In it, bruv. Peng ding. I don't know anymore. I'm sorry.
In it, bruv.
Lad.
Tuesday in it.
Tuesday in it. My sister can do a really good British accent. She could do an Australian accent pretty good because her teacher in high school was like an Australian and she would like mock her behind her back.
I had an Australian TA this semester.
Cool, right?
I know, it's crazy.
Do you watch British YouTubers?
I used to.
Sidemen?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the goats.
Yeah, KSI.
KSI's fallen off like real bad lately.
What does he do now?
Scamming. He's like working with scammers.
Really?
Logan Paul.
Yeah, I feel like all them old YouTubers are like, they're tweaking and geeking.
I know. But like, KSI still has like goodwill for some reason. Not that I hate him or anything, I just think it's kind of disappointing.
Because he made that terrible song.
Oh, from the pen to the king. Wait, I don't know. From the king. You know what I'm talking about.
I do, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't sing. Sorry. I'm sure you can sing.
Come up here.
Yeah, sing on the mic. Sing the KSI song on the mic. Yeah, I don't even remember the lyrics. He's a real fan.
From the king to the ring.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I'd be putting on the Sad Man Among Us videos when I'm eating food. So I'm tapped into British subculture, guys. I know all those Jamaican patois and slang. Okay? Bad man. What other Jamaican patois did they steal?
Don't say
man damn.
Those are probably like Jamaican curse words.
No, not the one you're thinking about is, but patois is like a phrase for like how they speak. It's like a dialect. You know how like Nigerians have mobile pidgin?
Yeah, that's the Jamaican dialect.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how in Toronto they have that too, like Crody? Wait. That's not.
No, that just means like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have their own thing, like Waste Man.
Yeah, me and my roommate, we be saying all sorts of Toronto slang.
Yeah, it's their slang. They're trying to masquerade as having a culture.
You're a Berber.
They don't even have a culture in Jamaica, really.
Yeah, they do.
Not really.
That is like the most blasphemous thing you've ever said.
They're like trying to masquerade as like London. But like they're too far away from London. Because they have a lot of.
Jamaica and London?
Because
like nothing to do with each other at all.
There's a lot of Jamaicans in London.
Can you spell Jamaica? Jamaica.
Can you get off?
You're going to get me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love Jamaica. They have good patties and stuff. So.
Beef patties?
Yeah, beef patties is my thing, dude.
But is she talking about Jamaica? Just same as London?
No, there's a lot of Jamaican immigrants in UK due to you know that, like, they moved a bunch of people to work there in, like, the 1950s? It's, like, a big thing.
That doesn't mean that Jamaican culture is the same as...
No, they influence a lot of, like, London culture because a lot of Jamaicans moved in there and they had their own slang.
That means that
they literally made like
London culture was impacted by Jamaican culture, not the other way around.
Now we're moving on to Shearing with Love, Francis Copyaters. Wow. Wait, sorry, we're on Skytrain by Alex Hawkshaw. I'm so sorry.
We're Alex Hawkshaw.
Alan Hawkshaw, my goat again.
Look at the slang. Bless your mouth.
See, Wagwan, I forgot that.
Wagwan,
Mandem, Brethren, Waste Mom. Some of these seem a little, I can't say. Yeah. Gal.
Yeah.
I love Caribbeans, they're so cool, man. Ute.
I'm British Jamaican. Oh, look at that.
Oh. Yeah. See, I told you. Jamaican pastoral has origins from West Africa. It's like pigeon. See, I told you. I know my stuff. You need to read a book. Pull a book.
My fault.
Get educated.
That stuff is
Whose Reddit account is this?
Whose Reddit account is this?
I don't want to look.
Just click on it.
I'm going to log out for you.
Don't do that.
Who wants their Reddit account
Maybe they want to
No, they do not. I would not want a Reddit account on here.
You don't know who that is? You said look at the post.
No, I'm good. We could find anything on here. We could find anything on here. All right, we're going to go away from that. But what's up, brethren? Me and the Mendo.
My brother.
On the mic. My brother. You know.
Did you ever do any rapping on your show, Manny?
I don't have the voice to rap, so. I just don't have that voice. Some people are charismatic with their voice. I don't do that.
No, I disagree. You start rapping on your show.
You're trying to set me up to fail. That's what you're trying to do. I see what you want.
I'm setting you up for success.
Nah.
Dude, how come you never be rapping on your show?
Rapping over the new Jabez beats. Have you heard that new Jabez and X Tupac's remix? It's great. You made that probably. Everyone's dead after the end of the day, you know, like.
Everyone dead after the end of the day.
Yeah, like your parents are gonna die. You're gonna die. Your kids are gonna die if you have kids. That's life. Yeah, he's gonna invent eternal life. With this computer science degree from UMD.
You got Jean Paul Sartre over here.
It's Jean Paul Sartre, so.
I don't care, man. I'm not French.
I can tell. You know, I got in trouble for correcting my middle school my elementary school teacher on how to pronounce Jean. And she got mad at me. And very rude. Now we're on to Shearing with Love by Francis Copy Eaters.
You said the same song 3 times in a row.
No, this is the actual song, though. It's really? Like the same artist. Yeah. Anyway.
Is it really?
Yeah. It is. End of the playlist, you know?
Oh, wait, you're right.
Yeah.
You put the same song twice?
No, I just misspoke. Yeah. Okay, back to my third grade teacher. I have a cousin. His name is Jean Baptiste, right? And this lady, my teacher, her Miss Mace. Shout out to Miss Mace if you're out there. And she said, there's a name called Jean. So it's like G-E-N. So she said Jean. But I corrected her because my cousin is like, his name is Jean. It's like a French version of the name John. And then she noted it. She, like, kind of listened to me. But then later, she emailed my mom and was like, your daughter, like, absolutely, like, disrespected me in front of class and corrected me on pronunciation of a word. And I was like, you're wrong. Then I had to be told that you can't correct adults or they'll get upset. So that's my origin story.
Never correct the teacher, man.
Yeah. Math teachers, they don't care. But English teachers, they will care if you correct them.
The English teachers, man.
Yeah.
No, I won't beef with the English teachers.
But she was wrong. Like, why is it my fault that she can't take a hint? She didn't even... Whatever.
You just gotta hold that, man. Sometimes the English teachers, you just gotta give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, you got that.
She loved me, though. I was a good student back in the day when I was, like, 8 years old. I was respectful to everyone. Wasn't getting in trouble. I got banned from a classroom when I was, like, 15,
that's,
16.
That's two contradicting statements you got right there.
Well, things change after you from 8 to 15. Maybe I changed personalities.
Why did you bring that up as if they were from the same
time? You didn't even let me finish my sentence. You're interrupting me. I was going to connect it somehow, but you, like, interrupted because you're rude.
Buffle.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, like, I, like, stole someone's car keys. I returned the car keys.
Get off the air, man.
Okay. Good night. Wait, good morning, UMD. Sorry.
Oh, my God, man. Get up off the airways, man. Talking about thievery.
So we hope you enjoyed that little segment of two imaginary people talking to each other. Of course, this is just like some interpretive stories. Nothing said here was actually true. It was just a little bit of October fun, as we like to have in this show. This has been WMUCFM College Park. Remember, the second half of that conversation was all an illusion. It was some interpretive conversation. None of it was actually true. It was just a little, like, interesting story to get y'all interested in the radio show. I'm DJ Pilot Down, and I'll see you all next week. Goodbye. Down.